Et Blackie, Forestier, défunt Blackie Forestier. Avec, oh, arrête avec trop belle chanson. Ça, c'est plus du album avec, je crois que c'est avec Lalou Records, Blackie, Jay Stutz et aussi Tommy Reagan et Benny Martin et Bubba Guillory. Il parlait un tas de Bubba. Et c'est son bon ami Arthur Léger et Rufus Thibodeau sur les violons. Enfin, la musique de L.J. Forey, et après ça, on va se préparer pour causer avec M. Kevin Naquin. Kevin Naquin ici dans les studios, ça fait on cause avec lui. Moi, je jouais L.J. Forey avant, et là, on va causer avec lui.
Alliance que je t'ai acheté pour toi tout le temps porté. Je peux dire que t'es pour moi. Je vais tout le temps t'aimer. Je veux pas personne d'autre. Toi dedans mes bras, c'est pour ça que je t'ai acheté. Cette alliance peut te donner. Après sonner, le monde a préspéré. Dedans cette belle église, la place qu'on va se marier. Ton père y va te donner, ton mère elle va pleurer. Si ton doigt va glisser, c'est l'alliance que je t'ai acheté. Vêté par mes amis, cette fille qui sort le jour et le nuit, allez marier à la un bon mari. Elle était infiltrée dans mes yeux, et qu'un flotte dans ses cheveux, et la petite robe rouge à pop, ça la fait jolie. Elle m'a dit qu'elle est mariée, il pourra la oublier. Et ce qu'on est, je peux pas l'ôter dedans mon cœur. Elle était empotrée dans mes yeux, avec un plâtre dans ses cheveux. Et la petite robe rouge à porte, ça la fait jolie. M'a dit qu'elle est mariée, il pourra la oublier. Mais ce qu'on est, je peux pas l'ôter dedans mon cœur. Elle était infiltrée dans mes yeux, avec un fleur dans ses cheveux. Et la petite robe rouge à porte, ça la fait jolie.
LJ Forey, oui, avec deux belles chansons, ici tu KRVS. Le gros bal de dimanche après-midi. Et, let me voir. Ouais, j'ai ça dans les studios, M. Kevin Naquin. Comment ça, Kevin?
Oh, c'est bon, un bon matin. Aujourd'hui?
T'as pris un gros voyage ce matin?
Ouais, ouais, exactement. T'as pris un show à Canadian Center of the Arts hier soir pour le nouveau CD. Jamais garanti. No guarantee, and very excited about the project. We had a great crowd. Acadiana Center of the Arts is one of the nicest things we have in Lafayette. It's something that everybody should be a part of. I think, you know, after last night, I told the wife I'm going to definitely be a member. It's they got so many great things happening there. Gerd does a great job. It's such a wonderful event. It was the first time that we were able to have a CD release party there, and we dedicated the CD release party to Seth and his family, and we had a great turnout, and it was fun. You had an area to dance. You had area to sit in the front. It was really, really, really nice. We had a great time, and the CD's been doing well. Nongjul, we've got a lot of play on it. A lot of people have been requesting a new song, and, you know, the project's been working on it since August, and you know, the last time I got to see you was in 2010 when the Craven Cajun had came out. That long ago, and not too long after that CD came out in 2011. And you know, my dad is when he got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and we started a foundation for pancreatic cancer research. So I had kind of slowed down in the music to, you know, take care of daddy and get the family straight. And
comment je ça peut faire?
C'est bon. Ouais. He's bowling. He's golfing. He should be listening on the radio now. He's got both of all three of my kids while the wife is running errands. So I'm sure he got his hands full. But so he's doing good. And we got back on track and started recording in August of 2013 at Dockside Studio. And Tony Dago had helped me produce it. And everything was going good. And then in May, while on the road, I think you met my grandfather, Binakan.
That is that.
Yeah. He worked for Lone Star a long time ago. He had passed away in May, and we got back and started working on the project in August and got everything done other than one song. We weren't sure what we were going to write about, and then Seth had passed in December and then kind of held out on the project, and the next thing I know, Daddy comes to me. And, you know, Daddy can't play the radio. Every vehicle he has, I got to program all the stations and everything. So, you know, and he's always helped out with music, buying a trailer, or accordion, and everything else. But he came up to me that one day, and he said, you know, I've been thinking about your grandpa and about what I've been through and, with you know, with Seth and everything. He said, let me give you something. And he said, you tell me if it's worth the darn. If not, he said, you can throw it away. Don't worry about it. But I read it, and, you know, he was just talking from his heart, and it was reality. You know, we should live life 1 minute at a time. We should never take the hour or the day for granted because life's never guaranteed. And, you know, one day you're talking to your friend, and everything's great, everything's fine. The next thing you hear, he's gone. He's passed away the next day, and, you know, life is never guaranteed. And so I didn't know how to write it, translate it from English to French to make it rhyme, so we partnered up with Jean Arsenault, a.k.a. Barry Ensoleil. And the music was recorded, and we put the song together, and very proud of it. And we dedicated it to Seth and my grandfather, and really anybody out there, Al Bayard, everybody that has lost somebody young or, you know, at some point in time. You know, we live life in the fast lane, you know. This morning I'm in Beaumont. Today I'm here. You know, I just – It's a great Cajun song. I'm really proud of it. I think it has a lot of potential, and I think you're going to get a lot of requests for it.
La vie est jamais garantie.
J'avais jamais garanti.
Jamais garanti avec Kevin Nakin et les Austin Playboys. Oui, je n'avais pas dit ça. Juste, il pouvait faire ça avant de l'assurance.
Oh, exactement, exactement. He's gonna get back in the songwriting business now. He's pumped up, dit.
Oh, oh.
Get ça.
Lui et Jean.
Oh, ouais. Chanson La Vase de Miller's Lake, de Tatton.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a camp on Miller's Lake, and we got the... My uncle and my family out there, the Comos and Barbara and Uncle Tony out there, and Riedel, Mahmoud, they're listening in. They're cooking a pork roast, and I told them to bring me a plate. I'm starving, you know. Fait meg.
Arrive à retarded, really retarded.
Oui, oui, exactement.
C'est tout ce qu'il peut faire, c'est faire comme ça.
Ah, ouais.
J'avais un ami de Todd Jennings, Andras Guidry, qui peut écouter. Il dit qu'il aimerait connaître et lui, il peut avoir le record là-bas, Todd Jennings.
Let's see. Le mardi, le CD, it's going to be on, it's going to be at all the stores. It's going to be online and iTunes. But his best chance, if he can come watch us this Friday night, will be at the Cachada Casino. So Jennings to Kinder is not far. If he wants to come meet us, we'll have CDs that night to sell for sure. But it'll be, give it a couple of days next week, and it'll be in the stores locally. But
et Floyd, après, on va voir ça.
Ouais, exactement. Ouais. Floydsrecordshop.com. I don't have it on my website just yet because they're brand new, hot off the press. I didn't get a chance to upload it. But he's more than glad to look me up on Facebook. I work in Jennings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So if he's listening and... he wants to hit me up on Facebook, or if he wants to give you call in and give us his phone number, I can contact him on my way to Jennings on Tuesday or Wednesday. Okay. But we're going to play him a song.
Ça aussi, je voulais faire l'après-midi, c'est parler un petit peu sur la vie de Seth, oui. Seth Guidry. Comment le temps il est là, tu as joué avec toi? Quelques années?
Cinq ans. 5 years. He played with me for 5 years. He was a friend, a musician, and he worked for me in the medical business. He was a great employer, employee. It's just like that. I mean, he called me on a Friday and said he was not feeling too good, and then went into the hospital on Saturday, and, you know, it was gone. It's just that fast. It just... So much talent, Nogjou, and bonjour de Cordillon, and jouer la basse, enchanté, and bon jeune homme. It's a good kid, man.
Now, la chanson, was that written before his death?
No, that was after.
That was after?
Yeah, he played the bass on it, and when the we laid the track down, and him and I were supposed to write a song. Man, he had passed away before we could, and then Daddy came with the words after, so... Seth never heard the song. He didn't. So it's he played on it, but he never sang on it. We have John Trahan sang harmonies on it, and John Gary.
Oui, ça,
they came in and helped me finish the song since Seth wasn't there. So that's it's a good song there.
Yeah, and who else you had on that?
On the steel guitar we had Marty Broussard. On the drums, we have Andre Gary. On the fiddle, we had Cajun Power himself, Mr. Bo Thomas. We had on keyboards, we had Brian Perrin and Daryl Fontenot. And Daryl Fontenot plays with us live. And Jimmy Hebert plays bass with us now. He came in after Seth had passed.
Which Jimmy from?
Jimmy.
Not the one from Maurice, no.
No. Jimmy's from Cancro. Jimmy has a construction business. He builds houses and stuff, and so he had played with other artists, and so he came in, and so we're doing good. And the special guests we had on there, we had Charlene Howard, Tapreshonte, and we had Greg Kingston, we had Trey Hayes, Marshall Sear. Tony Diego to play really guitar on Fifi Pancho, and trying to think, I'm not missing anybody. I think that's everybody.
Greg Kingston, Kingston,
yeah.
Seth, la quatre cent et chaud, did you say?
Ouais. Quatre cinq, quelque chose. I think four or five. Yeah. Sings on that.
So he was very influential in that.
On the project, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Him and I would talk and talk and talk. Which song? You know, Nogju, we wanted to record songs that weren't beat up.
Yeah.
That everybody recorded. So we tried to find songs that if we were going to, we wanted a new song, which we got, but we wanted a song that if we were going to recut a song, I wanted it to be a song that nobody has ever redone since the original. Like La Boutte, Sharon Russell. You know, we picked that one. And then we picked several other ones on there, Don Rich and...
Sheila, you know, when I heard number 9 on there, ça m'a fait me rappeler ma
Oh, Not Lonesome Anymore?
No, ma maison de mémoire.
Ouais, ça c'est les Merle Haggard.
J'avais une idée quelques années passées, j'avais que si ça prendrait la musique, la vieille musique swamp pop, pareil comme ça, là,
ouais, Warren Storm,
la faire en français, an album just with the old, old fast dumb, you know, but just make it in French.
French. Well, what we did on My House of Memories, we sang it in English and French. Yeah, I did it bilingual.
But it would be a good project if they do a whole CD like that.
Promised Land. Je veux parler avec moi. Promised Land is what you were saying? Like if someone would do that in French?
Promised Land. Tu connais le projet à Louis Michaud en français, les trucs de old rock and roll music?
Yeah.
It would be
sort of that,
on
that level.
Aspect, on that level, you know.
Yeah. There's a lot of potential out
there. Some old Tiki Hulin songs.
Absolutely.
Warren Storm, lui, je connais, il chante en français, ça fait. Ouais. Il pourrait faire ça. Mais quand même.
Et Don Rich, comme ça.
Don Rich.
Ouais.
Peut-être Florida peut écouter.
Yeah. Hey, I can put one on my next one there, comme dit l'autre.
Mais tu peux mettre ça dessus.
Yeah.
Ça peut être Promised Land.
Promised Land, ouais.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we got to faire n'importe.
Somebody want to hear Fifi Poncho.
Yes, Mesh, j'ai oublié son premier nom. Vous l'écoutez, Fifi Poncho. Et ça, c'est une vieille chanson aussi, mais la mouillette, il
fait. They learned that pour Pop Down.
Pop Down.
I learned that from Pop Down. I went into the Mamo two-step too. So we wanted to show people how the music was played, you know, in the old time, and we wanted to be able to get rid of the drums and all that for one song and play T-Fi and Marty plays dobro on there. And bon.
Cajun Smurf, right? Yeah. And my buddy Kevin Knockan, his awesome playboy, is gonna take you to school old time, right? Yeah. Grab your cold beer, sit on your porch. Let me show you how it's done. We'll be right back.
mes amis, la belle musique. Kevin Nakin et ses Ocean Playboys. Et ça, c'était, oui, là, le Fifi Fontio. Oui, Kevin est sur where you're playing next.
We're playing next Friday night, March 21st. Tu peux jouer à le casino à Kinder. The Cachada, the Mico Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Saturday, the 22nd, we're in Thibodeau for the Swamp Stomp Festival.
Okay.
Homa in Thibodeau. And then we get real busy in April. We got t'as pour jouer à Lac Charles, t'as pour jouer les Scott Boudin Festival, and t'as pour jouer à Orange, Texas, and San Antonio, and tout partout. We got invited to go to Canada in August.
And, oh, pour le congrès.
Ouais, exactement. And t'as pour jouer le Minnesota State Fair in August. And it's been real good. So, and all of those calls were coming before the CD came out, so that's good.
And with all this, you have a full-time job.
Well, and a family, and a wife, and three beautiful kids, and... Someone asked me that the other day. He said, Nakin, I don't understand how you can do all them things. I said, what you mean? He said, well, you're a musician. You're a politician. you're in the medical field. And he said, the only thing next, I guess, he said, you're going to teach me a magical trick and you become a magician. So, you know, but, you know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do what I'd do if I wouldn't have the support from home. And, you know, I was raised, blessed to have great parents and a beautiful wife who understands and enjoys the music, and my three kids they're wild, but they love music, and that young one I have there, he's gonna be a musician or something because he beats on everything with drumsticks and makes some noise.
But. Moi, je crois que ton job comme politicien prend plus de ton temps.
Ouais.
I see you once in a while on TV, but.
But, they voted me. They put me in as chairman, and I like to run the meetings. I like to get to business. Let's get what we gotta get, and let's get out. You know.
Yeah.
Don't got room to stay there all night. Yeah. I wish I could bring my accordion more often to the because when they start their stuff, yeah. They have to jouer un château tour or quelque chose.
Les meilleurs meetings c'était dans les temps de le Matt Bowen.
Oui.
Je moquais pas un lundi soir, un mardi soir. Alors, de tourner à la musique, là, la bouteille, ça sera, Andra, ça va sauter pour toi. Et la bouteille, oui, t'as refait la chanson, ça, là, une bonne mouillère, une belle mouillère.
Mm-hmm. Seth Goodrich, t'as pu chanter bien. It's a pretty song. And you know, Russell and Cheryl Cormier, that's a classic. And it hadn't been played or recorded too often, so we gave it a shot.
Thank you.
Défunt 7 a pu chanter cette belle chanson. Oh, bon, il a fait un bon job sur ça, oui.
Oh, exactement. Okay.
Et Taco Joe a pu écouter.
Yeah, I gotta meet him, he said. Oh. He want to buy a nouveau CD. Il dit, Nakaz, t'as prévu visiter moi pour les Taco Bell West Congress demain matin? I'll be there about 7 o'clock. I said, if you got some tacos, I'm fill me up, man. I'm breakfast taco.
Breakfast taco. La prochaine, je vais me faire, c'est quoi? Tite Robe Court.
Little Short Dress. You know, Paul Dago and Robert Elkins, that was my grandpa B. Nakan's favorite group. Him and they had all their cassettes. And, you know, Nong Jules, you look back, Mr. Paul Dago and Robert Elkins and Mr. Dago that wrote all those songs. You know, it's not often today a band comes out and records all new songs. I mean, everybody wants Chateau Tout and everything else. And when I heard that song, said, man, that would be a good one. So we had played it a couple of times at the dance and got some good response. And I said, you know what, that's a classic right there that hasn't been done. I find not too many people have played it. You know, you don't find too many Paul Dago, Robert Elkins songs being recut, you know. And that's one that I agreed with Seth, and I said, you know, my grandpa likes it. You like it. I think it's going to be a good one. It got some pep in your step. You can get a speeding ticket.
And, you know, on that aspect, the band in the past that, you know, that put out just original music, you know, I don't know, it seems like ça pas duré. The members didn't stay together.
Yeah,
I know there were some problems here, too, with what you were just talking about, but, I mean, yeah. Joe Lorette, too. Passepartout.
Passepartout with Percy, huh?
Percy
Bourgeois. Yeah, c'est un bon.
Yeah. Un bon band. Enfin, un tas d'autres. Bruce Degapont.
Bruce got some great music.
But Bruce was able to keep most of his music.
It's important because when you hear these CDs, if you can keep the band or you know and keep that sound, because it's very difficult to keep that same good sound, because you know everybody plays different, and it's really tough these days to keep a band together unless everybody's got a job, everybody's got the same goal, and everybody's happy. You know,
ça me fait penser à le je vais parler à mon partner Ryan Seymour. Il a recordé un CD juste lui.
Oh, yeah,
he was the whole band. You know?
He played all
so
the tracks. Yeah,
he'll always stay together. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I'm not that good enough to play all that. It would sound like, poof, it sounds bad. But the guys we got in the band, it's really good guys. They're very humble, love working together, and got a lot of talent with this group right
here. Allons à Lafayette. And you saw it, sûr. Well,
I want to send that out to Papa Don and to the Montousse family that's listening. The Montousse's took the Nakans in a long time ago. They babysat me a long time, and everybody still thinks, but Pop Don, that's your grandpa? I said, well, it's grandpa by blood and by heart, but we're not really related. But so I dedicated this to the Montousse family.
I'd like to send this song out to the Montousse family. Pop Don, I learned it from you. Here you go. We'll be right back.
à Lafayette. Let's go to Lafayette.
Oui, c'est pour changer ton nom.
Mais dans moi, il connaissait Lawrence. Ouais, c'est Lawrence Walker.
Ouais, yeah. Lawrence Walker.
Joe Falcon, je veux dire.
Yeah. Joe Falcon, but Pop Down had replaced with The Wandering Aces. Ça, c'est Lawrence Walker. Ouais.
J'ai jamais rencontré mon cousin. C'était le premier cousin à Mom, Lawrence, first cousin to Mom. But I never met him. And
I like that story that Mr. Lionel Lil went to Pop after Mr. Lawrence had passed, and they were looking for an accordion player. And at first, it was just going to Pop Don was just going to play one or two dancers, just going to help him out. And Pop Don got nervous, and Lionel said, look, you got nothing to be nervous about. As long as you play like Lawrence Walker, everything's going to be all right. Yeah, Lord. He's doing well. I need to go see him. I miss him. I get so busy sometimes I forget to stop by. But I talked to Mr. Terry Matusse last night, yeah. And I couldn't call him back. But I'm going to go check in with him probably after a while, or tell him hello. And last time I saw him, he's doing good. You know, I think he's 88 or 89.
C'est pas trop les musiciens qui ont joué après Lawrence, c'est les musiciens qui ont joué avec Lawrence.
Exactement.
Comme eux, ça durait si longtemps. Oh. Il était drôle. Hein?
Mm-hmm.
He was straight on the street.
Oh, ouais. Yeah, you couldn't, you got to be, he was straight, you ran everything tight. Just,
Un premier cousin à Walt, peut-être pas moi.
Oh, yeah.
OK, ma maison de mémoire, House of Memories.
Ça, c'est une chanson pour Merle Haggard and Warren Storm had made it real popular.
Ça travaillerait bien sur mon idée.
Oui, exactement.
Les vieux musiques. Mais House of Memories, ça, c'était quelque chose de Merle Haggard.
Yeah, hein? Merle Haggard was the original, and Warren Storm had did a version of it in Swamp Pop and made it real popular.
And you know, La Moyette, what il fait in the tone, mm-hmm. it's like Merle Haggard's tone.
Yeah, I did it real.
That's
it's okay. Another tearjerker.
I was wondering, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I tried to do it real country.
You
real
weren't trying
sounding.
To do a Warren Storm.
No. C'est pas chanté par comme Warren Storm.
That clears my.
Yeah. I did it on a low side so we could, you know, and memories, you know, les mémoires. So.
Oui, numéro 13. Oh, OK. First, I'm going to put it back again. Number 9.
Some memories is all I own. I live in misery. Oh, now that you're gone. Where breeze are décidément tout seul.
Ma maison des mémoires, oui, avec les Orsen Playboys. Combien de vous autres vient de Orsen?
Presque pas tout. Rien, pas rien.
Ah, ok, juste.
Je viens de Scott à Doucan, ça s'appelle ça Sadu. I live between Scott and Doucan.
That was your original?
The
Orsen Playboys.
The original Orsen Playboys, it was me on accordion.
Okay.
And Hubert Met and Derek. That Hubert t'a pris la guitare and Derek t'a pris le tambour. Okay. And I couldn't have the Scott Playboys. So I said, Walter.
Ouais.
And so I said, well, we're going to go with that. Mais quand même, j'ai pas de band member vient de Orsen. Il vient de Karen Crow, les Pombro, and les Sadu, quelque chose. So the Orsen Playboys, and a lot of people say, well, why don't you change the name of the band? I said, well, I already put it on the map. I'm not going to take it off.
The Big Boy Waltz, enfin, j'ai...
About the Grand Garçon.
Two more, I'm going to pass.
Okay. I appreciate the time, donc je...
Mais, amen.
I really appreciate it.
The Big Boy Waltz, ça c'est...
Leroy Broussard.
Leroy Broussard, oui. Leroy Broussard.
It's one of my favorite songs to sing.
And I met him once or twice. Leroy, il y avait une place sur Pont de Mouton, that little... place that had a jam session on Saturday afternoons, a little bar on Pont de Mouton.
Pont de Mouton.
And
the little friendly
Kishore.
Yeah.
And
Friendly Inn, okay.
Friendly Inn.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Went one Saturday afternoon and Leroy était là-bas.
Mm-hmm.
Et écoutez, the Big Boy Waltz, number six. I should have put them all in low. La vase de gros garçon, oui, avec La mujer a Kevin Nakin. OK. Je me garantis. Une autre fois, on va faire une autre pour, avant de partir. Okay. Une autre fois, si le monde veut une copie de le CD.
Oui. You can get them at Floyd's Record Shop Tuesday. If you on iTunes or Amazon.com, you can download it. If you want to buy them directly for the band off the stage, and it helps keep us going, pays our guys money a little bit. And we'll have them at the live shows. But like I said, this Tuesday is going to be available on iTunes and Amazon.com, Floyd'sRecordShop.com, and all your major outlets. And y'all come see us if y'all get a chance next Friday night at the Le Grand Casino à Cachada in Kinder. Ça peut jouer le vendredi soir and le samedi soir à Homa et Thibodeau. And I'll stay in touch. And anybody on Facebook, contact Don Jules or myself. And I want to thank KRVS for always playing great Cajun music. And thank y'all for all y'all time, you and
I want to also thank you Mr. Gervis taking your time to come in.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's always a pleasure to come here.
Like I said, my door is always open to musicians. I don't want to feel like I single out people, but whoever wants to come, you know,
I'll give
them a call and they can come.
Well, I appreciate it very much for playing our music. Thank you so much.
I'm a bum. Born to Conde. Josephine said, I'm a bum. Born to Conde. Josephine said, I'm a bum. Born to Conde. Josephine said, I'm a bum. Bonjour, Conde. Josephine, c'est pas ma femme. Bonjour, Conde.